Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I want to do a little retail economics here. We were talking about the budget plan. David Hochberg from Pearl Mortgage is in our studio. Hi, David. How are you?
Hi, John. I'm fantastic.
So do you think this tax plan is going to affect your business or my borrowing money for a home?
It's going to impact the people over $10,000 that you get to write off on your real estate taxes. Obviously, it's going to hurt those folks. And it's still to be determined. You know, you've been hearing a lot. If the people are going to save a ton of money as well as what they're losing on the real estate taxes, I guess it's a net zero, right? It doesn't hurt anybody. So I just think there's a lot of panic right now, and nobody knows exactly what it's going to be.
But I wonder if that would affect the list price of a home. That is, if you figure somebody's going to borrow 80% sure. of a purchase price of a house, you want to purchase, you want to set the price so that 80% will enable them to write off. So that they won't have to pay extra in taxes.
Right. Well, here's what it is. For every $500, for every $100,000 financed, it's about $525, okay? So for every $525 that you increase or lose a deduction, it's going to decrease, theoretically, somebody's value by $100,000.
Right.
Because it's going to cost them $525
more
a month to borrow that money. So, again, there's just been so much on the left and on the right, and nobody really knows what's in it because it's just been, it's like the Obamacare thing. It's been rammed through, and nobody knows what's in there until you read it. Well, now we're going to have a chance to read it and see how it impacts people in the real life, in the real world, I should say.
So you don't know. I mean, it's hard to say how this is going to impact.
It's hard to say.
But interest rates are going up, right?
Interest rates have been going up. The short-term interest rates have increased three times this year. Started the year at 3.75. It's now currently at 4.5, which is costing people money every single month on their credit card balances that they carry and also on their home equity line of credit that they're carrying balances on, and also on adjustable rate mortgages that are resetting.
So prime, that's prime you're quoting me there.
The prime interest rate, right.
3.75 to 4.5 as of this year. Mm-hmm. But does interest rates going up also benefit people because maybe you've got money in a passbook savings account or you've got a CD? I mean,
if
the other side of the
banks pass it through. The other side of the cage.
So if I go higher than 1/100th of a percentage point that I'm currently earning on my
right.
savings account. I mean, really though, will that... The stock market keeps going up.
Stock market keeps going up. People are theoretically making money if you have money in the stock market.
Well, if you have a 401k or any mutual fund.
It's a lot higher than it was on January 1st.
Hopefully
you're doing okay.
Yeah, and if you don't, I'm sorry for you because you've missed an opportunity here.
Sure.
But I guess it's frustrating because you say, okay, I'll take it out of my mutual funds. I think that the market has peaked. I'm going to put it in a CD or in a savings account. But you get nothing for that.
Right.
You go backwards.
It's not being passed through right now to the consumer, and the banks are making the money. And that's what you're saying. And people don't know what to do. What we're getting a lot of calls on are a lot of people are freaked out because if you borrow $10,000 on a line of credit, and a lot of people have line of credits, if you borrow $10,000, that $10,000 is basically costing you now $62.50 more a month than it did at the beginning of the year. Next year, they're talking about increasing it three more times, so you're looking at another 0.75 point increase next year. So there, now you're up to $130 a month, right? So now you're talking some major, major, major financial impact on people's lives. I said 0.25 point, everybody can handle $21, right? You just, it's one less tank of gas, it's one less coffee, it's one less meal.
For the year.
Yeah, you know, or a month.
Per month.
Per month. But now you're up to $62.50 a month. Now you're up to $750 a year. Double that next year if you have $10,000 out on a line of credit. The average line of credit that we're seeing is a lot greater than that, $50,000 to $100,000 what people have out on lines of credit.
What have they used that money for?
A number of different things. Send people to college, do home improvements, pay off credit card bills.
So that's a second mortgage that they're paying.
Second mortgage, or buy a house.
And the average is more than $10,000?
Oh, sure. The average that we're seeing on Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage averages right about $50,000 to $60,000 on what people are carrying line of credit. And we've gotten bombed with phone calls this week from people that are freaked out that it's going to go higher.
Should they convert? Should they find a way to just take the variable and lock in now at whatever it is, thinking
sure.
it might go higher?
You got to look at the big picture. It's not about the rate. It's about the monthly payment. So a lot of people are sitting with, you know, don't want to touch their 3.5, 3.625, 3.75, 75% first loan, but they've got $150,000 to $150,000 on a second loan. And what they don't realize is that second loan is just going to continue to go up. So look at the overall payment. It's not about the rate. If you could combine both loans together and your overall payment is about the same, you win. And then you don't have the variability of increasing interest rates in the future. The other short-term plan is that if people know that they're going to be moving, look at an adjustable rate mortgage, combine them both and take the risk out of your life by lowering the payment or fixing the payment so it doesn't go up in the future.
Somebody texted, is the I don't know if you know the answer to this. I don't think I do either. Is the $10,000 real estate tax on personal property limited to one piece of property or all properties?
That's a great question to ask.
I would imagine it would be all of them, right?
Well, they were talking about getting rid of the tax deduction on second homes as well. So I haven't read the final bill yet. I don't know what's going to be final yet. I don't know. I haven't read what the final bill is.
Seemed to me like if you have state and local taxes, if you're able to deduct your property taxes up to $10,000, why would they care if it was one property or two?
Right, because people have multiple properties that they don't want to give the credit to. But again, we'll all see what's going on out there when this thing passes. Yeah. Okay, you know, so you got a joint bill. It's now going through. We'll see what comes out on the other end, and we'll all start shoveling the deck and worry about it then.
Anything else you want to pass along about what this bill means for us?
Well, this bill means it's going to cost. Again, I don't know what this bill is going to mean for us because it's freaking a lot of people out, and a lot of people are happy. So I'll just wait to see. You know, whenever anything came down, the Obamacare, everybody's like, "Oh, it's going to, you know, the world's going to end." You look out on Michigan Avenue, there's tons of people here. I took the train down; the train was packed. It didn't really impact too many people, even though it costs a lot of people a lot more money for their health insurance.
Okay, with one other question. Interest rates going up a little bit.
Yep.
I have a credit card. Yeah, sometimes we carry a balance. Don't we all? So is my credit card rate going up?
Oh, yeah.
Don't people have a locked rate on their cards, or are most credit cards
variable? Most cards are variable rate loans that go up
and they go
according
up
to the interest rate. So what people don't realize is if you charge November and don't pay it off in December, that balance, you get charged interest on that balance that you charge in November until you pay it off. So they're nailing you with interest on a perpetual basis until you pay off the month that you borrowed in. So it's a very, very, very slippery slope. That
what's
people
the average credit card rate? What do you think people are paying on?
Oh,
that?
The average credit card rate. Well, if you have good credit, you get 0% financing. If you have terrible credit, it's 28 to 30% financing on people's credit. On credit cards.
The world is upside down. The people who are least able to afford 28% are the ones we charge 28%
correct.
To.
Correct, yeah.
It shouldn't be that way.